hello, you cowgirls. Now hold your cowboy all tight and line dance to this groovy podcast on darkmouth.com.
She knows where it's at, that's why I love her. She knows. She's so far out, she's in. Yes, I need her love because it's so true. She knows all the swinging places that the hippies go to. Straight out of the dust, she wears her stolen pin. That's why she's so far out, she's in. She knows how to give me understanding.
Understanding, she's all right.
She is never too demanding.
Understanding me all night.
That girl's been beside her hip. She knows the way to make me trip, 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 trip. She knows how to dance, boy, she can do it. Got her own routine and we should see her go through it. She knows how to put her little spin. She's so far out, she's in. She knows how to give me understanding.
Understanding, she's alright.
And she is never too demanding.
Understanding, she's alright.
That girl's the inside of her hip. She knows the way to make me trip, 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 trip. She knows how. She can't do it. Got her own routine and you should see her go through it. She knows how to put her little spin. That's why she's so far out, she's in. That's why she's so far out, she's in.
Hello, blah, 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 57. That was the Power Plant with She's So Far Out, She's In. If you think I sound even funnier than other times, well, that's correct. Thanks to Ernie and Peter, because those bastards gave me the flu. But I saw Peter running around the Dorktown's office just now, but it seems he's gone. He shouted something like, I'm going to the ballet. Anyway, we've got such an action-packed podcast that I don't know where to begin. How about Chris Lamb and the Universals with Mysterious Land?
We'll be right back.
Mysterious Land you heard Wonderful Land, the Shadows classic in the rendition of the Esquires. Last week you may have heard that we received lots of emails with suggestions. Guillermo Lopez wrote that there are loads of French bands that would provide excellent material, and another possibility would be girl pop. Well, I love girl pop and I'll play a few this week, starting with an Italian girl with a song that I won't announce because I just can't pronounce it.
Vagando por este mundo, acabé por soñar. En un bello pueblito, a donde ir a descansar. Una mansión me compraré, con un jardín encantador. Allí podré llevar también discos y bailar. Y mi gato siamés. Y mi mastín inglés. Y mi perro pequinés. Y tú después vendrás. Oh, yeah. Y tú después vendrás. Ah, ah, ah. Yo sueño una casita a la orilla del mar. Y saldré cada día. Iré a pasear y sin pensar en trabajar.
promise and letting him down. We'll leave them all in yesterday.
So one of my personal favorites, Cindy Williams, and our last girl this week is Lulu with a cover of a Jagger and Richard tune that definitely tops the original.
You've been telling lies and lies, I cannot tell it in your eyes.
I was a king, I thought, always a king, 'cause I just captured someone's heart. But may I explain, I treated her mean, and then my kingdom fell apart. I found I couldn't sleep at night, and when I found her gone from sight, found out I loved her, became a joker. The joker went wild, and he couldn't smile, because he had lost everything. The joker went wild, and he couldn't smile. Felt no longer like a king. Some friendly advice, treat her heart nice,
or she won't stay for very long, if at all. If you think you're a king and you know everything, just remember the joker or you'll fall from her arms. You'll find you cannot sleep at night, and when you find her gone from sight, you'll find you loved her, become a joker.
The joker went wild and he couldn't smile, because he had lost everything. The joker went wild.
Teen idol Brian Hyland, and he got famous with Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini and Sealed with a Kiss. This was a hit in 1966, and Brian Hyland worked together with Del Shannon a few years later, and Del Shannon produced, played guitar and sung backing vocals on Gypsy Woman, which reached number 3 in on the Billboards in 1970. And while we're on the subject of Del Shannon, this next song was another smash flop single for him in 1966. It barely reached the top 100.
Thank you.
Davy Allen and the Arrows with a rather unknown instrumental, theme from the unknown, like it was meant to be. Ryan wrote us that somewhere there are a few killer dollar brand Abdullah Ibrahim tracks that don't smell too much like jazz. Well, that's very nice, Ryan, but where the hell are they? He also wrote that somewhere on the new Flamin' Lips album there is something that sounds like Frank Zappa's Oh No, and he added that that song deserved to be played itself. Of course, the other two Dorktones had comments on this email. Ernie responded with "Huh," and Peter started whining about Zappa again, and it almost seems that he is jealous that I love Frank Zappa more than I love Peter. Oh No is one of my favorites, by the way, and I couldn't decide which version to play, and since Zappa was a master in cutting his recordings to pieces, I decided to do the same.
As a prophet saving the world, the words from your lips, I just can't believe you are such a fool.
This probably didn't make any sense to most people except for the Zappa freaks out there. The pieces used were in order of appearance from Lumpy Gravy, Weasels Rip My Flesh and Ahead of Their Time. Bob, who gave us a gazillion ideas for the show, like songs David Hasselhoff would never sing, also came up with the music to pick up chicks with. Well, Bob, you've got the wrong idea about us, because we really don't know how to pick up chicks. Peter was scheduled with his pervert songs right now, but since he is not in, I'll play the record he left behind. It's labeled For Private Use, Peter. Now, let's see.
You might not have thought of it yourself, but a ballet performance is the perfect place for a pickup because the audience is usually 50% girls who want to be ballerinas themselves. Furthermore, most men won't be caught dead at the ballet, so you'll have very little competition. You'll be the only bull in this field of highly sexed girls. Arrive at the theater a little early and get an inexpensive balcony seat on the aisle. This way you'll be able to look over the girls as they come in. Get a program so you can learn some of the names of the dancers. The girls in the audience are crazy about the dancers, so you have to seem interested too. Check out some of the dancers' past performances and memorize a few facts. Now sit back and enjoy the show. You don't make your move until intermission. This is how Jeff, who works the ballet matinees in New York City, handled it recently after he'd picked out a tall blonde in the lobby who was wearing a sexy purple leotard.
Say, I've just got to talk to somebody about how great Joanna Weber was in that last number. I mean, she was really out of sight.
Yes, she was quite good.
I mean, you didn't love her? She was fantastic, just fantastic. Better than when I saw her in Swan Lake.
You saw her in Swan Lake, too?
Sure. I'm a real fan of Joanna's. You know, you look a lot like her. You've got the same grace and blonde hair.
Really?
Jeff had noticed this girl looked like Joanna Weber, and he's right to remark on it, because any girl in that audience would love to be compared to such a beautiful dancer.
But didn't you think Joanna was great? I mean, I haven't seen her do a pas de deux like that since her New Year's Eve performance last year.
You saw her New Year's Eve performance?
Sure. Didn't you?
Oh, I wanted to, but I had a date.
And so did I, but I came to the ballet first. Nice. I don't miss a Joanna Weber performance just for a date.
Oh, I wish I'd been able to come.
Who said you could play that record?
Well, it was lying here, so I assumed that you...
Well, can't you read? It's private use only.
Yeah, sorry, it won't happen again.
Okay.
But don't leave your stuff lying around then. So, how was the ballet?
Yeah, better luck next time.
So, you'll have to play another one of your records?
Yeah.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Okay, here goes. Hello, kiddies, you know it's time for...
Peter Slay Sex Party. Peter Slay Sex Party.
A long, long time ago, even before the Dorktones were born, rhythm and blues was called race music. It was in those dark days when white people didn't like sex, and they sure enough didn't want to talk or hear about it. And you know what those nasty Negroes did? They put sexual hints in their music. Yes, they did. This upset the whiteys very much. It wasn't all that explicit, but it was all there. In 1952, Moose Jackson took out his big 10-inch record of the band that played the blues. In 1954, the Toppers looked at their baby and said, "Baby, let me bang your box." They loved to play the piano, of course. And in the same year, Dinah Washington was looking for her daddy with that big, long, sliding thing. Her husband played the trombone, you must know. And in 1953, Wynonie Harris sure liked to play games and wasn't that good. William, I'm all covered in bird shit.
Let's play a game called hide and go seek. Put your hands over your eyes, please don't peep. You stay here till I find you, and when I find you, I'll tell you what to do. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. Let's Let's play a game called Little Jackie Horner. Go over there and sit in the corner. Gonna stick my finger in the pie. When I pull it out, you'll know the reason why. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. It's your time to sleep. Lay right down and start counting sheep. Close your eyes and relax a while. I'll wake you up and put you back to sleep. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. Here's another game called Kiss in the Dark. Play it in the parlor and not in the park. All you gotta do is turn the lights all out. When the game is over, you'll know what it's all about. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you.
Playlist for this podcast can be found on www.dorktowns.com.
Yeah, you ran around.
Terrace with Boogaloo Lou, according to the record sleeve, recorded live at the Chez José in New York. Well, live my ass. A closer listen to this album reveals it's not recorded live at all. In the 60s, there were many things that were supposedly recorded live. Many times it was just a group of dorks picked up from the streets to clap and shout in the studio. There are exceptions, of course, like Trini Lopez and Johnny Rivers, who recorded live at the Whiskey A Go Go. But this album is the fakest of all, because they didn't have the decency to record the shouting and clapping live. No, they dubbed it in, but with every song the same piece of tape. Now listen to some samples with the volume cranked up. That was the opening of Bang Bang. You hear that guy go, whoa! And another one goes, one more time. Well, the next song is called You're Looking Good, and listen to the beginning of that. And the song you just heard, Boogaloo Lou. And I can assure you that it goes on for the rest of the album. And another strange album is from the Rolling Stones, Got Live If You Want It, which is recorded live with the audience and Mick Jagger screaming in one channel and the rest of the Stones playing in the other channel, and it sounds real bad. There are even two fake live recordings on that. One of them a studio version of Otis Redding's I've Been Loving You Too Long with audience sounds mixed in. And that version of I've Been Loving You Too Long is terrible, by the way. Mick Jagger sounds like a total prat. So let's play some real Otis Redding with the Pine Toppers to show Mick Jagger how rhythm and blues should be sung. As I was walking down the street, real blue cafe, I saw this little big girl on my new way. She made me clap my hands, made me stomp my feet, but every time I move, I had to wiggle in my seat up back in.
Dead in the market, he's stone cold dead in the market, he's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
Last night I went out drinking, when I came home I gave her a beating, so she caught up the rolling pin and went to work on my head till she washed it in. I like old dead in the market, stone cold dead in the market, I like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. Then if I kill him, he had it coming. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
family, they swearing to kill her. My family, they swearing to kill her.
His family, they swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming.
Yeah, like old did in the market, child. Cold did in the market, child. Like old did in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
There's one thing that I am sure, he ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Hey child, I'm coming back and boss you on your head one more time.
No, no, man, you can't do that. You stone cold dead in the market. Murder, stone cold dead in the market. The criminal is stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Some calypso for a change. The first one you heard was by Ella Fitzgerald, accompanied by Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five. And the next one is Marie Bryant with a song that insinuates something that belongs in Peter's Slave Sex Party, Don't Touch Me Tomato.
Please, mister, don't you touch me, tomato. Please, don't you touch me, tomato. Touch me, yeah, me pumpkin potato. Goodness sake, don't touch me, tomato. You touch me this, touch me that. Touch me everything I got. Touch me plum, me apple too. But here's one thing you just can't do. All you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired of feel up, feel up? All you do is squeeze up, man. Ain't you tired of squeeze up? Please, mister, don't you touch me, tomato. Please, don't you touch me, tomato. Touch me, yeah, me pumpkin potato. Goodness sake, don't touch me, tomato. Don't you touch me, tomato. Please, don't you touch me, tomato. Touch me, yeah, me pumpkin potato. Goodness sake, don't touch me, tomato. Mister, take advice from me. The more you look, the less you see. But if you just must have your way, double the price you have to pay. Cause all you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired? Feel up, feel up. All you do is squeeze up, man. Ain't you tired of squeeze up, squeeze up? You hard like the coconut, but nuts are nuts and nothing but. Before the chapter's good and hot, make up your mind, man, what is what? Cause all you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired of feel up, feel up? All you do is squeeze up, man. Ain't you tired of squeeze up, squeeze up?
I can't stop. I can't stop.
I can't stop. Screaming inside,
I can't stop.
You're making me cry,
I can't stop.
Screaming inside of my heart.
Oh no, I can't stop. I can't stop. I can't stop.
James T. and the Workers, I Can't Stop, a Michigan-based band. And we end this week's edition with another garage stomper, Don't Crowd Me by Keith Kessler from Seattle. Bye-bye.